A manhunt is underway in Izzard County. Sunday afternoon, 36-year-old Stephen Wapples of Calico Rock fled from the Arkansas State Police on Dolph Road. Despite a search of the area, law enforcement was unable to locate him at that time. At around 3:15 Monday morning, Izzard County deputies were called to the 1500 block of West Crossroads, where it was reported that Wapples had again been seen in the area and fled on foot. The Arkansas Department of Corrections dog team has been called in to assist, and at last report, the search is still ongoing. Wapples is currently wanted for parole violations. If anyone has information about his whereabouts, please contact the Izzard County Sheriff's Office at 870-368-4203 or call 911 immediately. A man has been charged after allegedly leaving a child in a hot vehicle while he went in a store. West Plains Police charged Luca Woodard with first-degree child endangerment. On July 20th, police responded to the West Plains Walmart parking lot for a report of a four-year-old that had been left in a locked vehicle unattended. According to reports, a bystander broke the vehicle window before police arrived to retrieve the child. Police report Woodard was shopping in the store for about 15 minutes when he was informed of the situation on the store's intercom. The temperature at the time was 88 degrees. The child was examined and had no injuries or health concerns. A West Plains man who was already in trouble with the law for attacking a man with a machete last year now faces more charges. Chad Russell McKee is charged now with tampering with a witness and burglary. McKee was seen leaving the house where the witness lives with her sister when nobody was home. McKee was found at the victim's house in his car and was showing signs of intoxication. McKee is being held without bond in the Ozark County Jail. The Randolph County Sheriff's Office reports a couple of felony arrests. Monday afternoon, they arrested 35-year-old Chantel Davis of Maynard on charge of possession with intent to deliver meth or cocaine and possession of drug paraphernalia. She's being held in the Randolph County Jail. 33-year-old Savannah Cullum of Pocahontas was arrested Sunday night on charges of DWI third offense, refusal to submit to a chemical test, first-degree terroristic threatening, disorderly conduct, careless driving, and driving while license suspended or revoked. She's also being held in the Randolph County Jail. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man from Salem. 49-year-old William Jolly was arrested for aggravated assault. His bond was set at $10,000. He's being held in the Fulton County Jail. A woman from Houston, Missouri was injured in an accident east of Houston Monday. The Highway Patrol reports the 49-year-old woman suffered moderate injuries when she ran off the road and struck a ditch and a fence. She was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. The accident happened on Highway B, 4 miles east of Houston. A man from Summersville was injured in an accident north of Willow Springs. The Highway Patrol says the 44-year-old suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and hit a tree. The man was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. The accident happened on Highway U, 9 miles north of Willow Springs. Police in Cherokee Village are searching for a suspect in a break-in. A picture of the suspect in his vehicle is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Anyone with information should contact the Cherokee Village Police at 870-257-5225 or call dispatch at 870-994-2211. The City of Thayer and the Oregon County Commission have announced that a town hall meeting will be held tonight at 7 o'clock in the Thayer High School cafeteria. Thayer Mayor Donna Martin will give an overview of things to come. Oregon County Presiding Commissioner David Stubblefield will then share news from the county. Then there will be an opportunity for special guests to speak. There will also be public participation. Citizens will be given a chance to ask questions and share thoughts. There will be a time limit of 2 to 3 minutes each to allow more people to speak. Again, that meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Thayer High School cafeteria. The Izzard County Sheriff's Office weekly incarceration report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The City of West Plains is pleased to announce Chris Henson has been named the new transportation director effective August the 11th. Henson currently serves as airport manager at the West Plains Regional Airport and brings a unique blend of experience in both transportation and public safety to this role. Before joining the city's airport team in 2023, Henson spent 7 years with the Missouri Department of Transportation in St. Louis as a maintenance, traffic training, and safety manager. Prior to his time at MoDOT, he served the community for more than a decade in law enforcement, working as a patrolman for the West Plains Police Department and the Howe County Sheriff's Office. As transportation director, Henson will oversee the city's street department, public transit, airport, and fleet operations.